I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen.
If CNN's Don Lemon don't know it, it don't need to be known. Don, did I say it like you instructed me to?
Yes, okay, yes. And your $50 is in the, they'll be thank in you. The mail today.
So kind. Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
America first. You know what that is. America first. Donald Trump says those two words are at the heart of his foreign policy.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else. Has to be first. Has to be.
He sounds a little tired right there. Republican frontrunner laid out his ideas on America and the world yesterday in a speech in Washington. I'm sure some of you saw it. And unlike his rock and roll campaign rallies, he struck a prepared remarks, spoke from them, and he read off of a teleprompter. But if you think that means a kinder, gentler Trump, listen.
I challenge anyone to explain the strategic foreign policy vision of Obama Clinton. It has been a complete and total disaster.
Trump says he has a plan to defeat ISIS, but he won't tell them or you what that plan is.
And then there's ISIS. I have a simple message for them. Their days are numbered. I won't tell them where, and I won't tell them how.
He says he won't let Iran have nukes.
Iran cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Cannot be allowed. Remember that. Cannot be allowed to have a nuclear weapon.
And he softens his attitude, sort of, towards the Muslim world.
We should work together with any nation in the region that is threatened by the rise of radical Islam. But this has to be a two-way street. They must also be good to us.
So, does any of this ring true? Does any of it ring true? Will Donald Trump's foreign policy make America great, as he said? I wanted to know, so I asked Fareed Zakaria. He's a foreign policy expert, and he's a host of CNN's Fareed Zakaria GPS. Listen.
What's interesting about it, one point here, it was as critical, perhaps even more critical, of the George W. Bush administration than of the Obama administration. Yeah. But on the whole, really just a mishmash of populist pandering masquerading as foreign policy.
You got to love Fareed Zakaria.
Yeah.
But say what you want about Donald Trump. He has once again managed to control the narrative, listen, in this campaign and the media, a strategy that so far has made him the front runner. When just like now, a whole lot of people didn't believe that he knew what he was talking about.
Wow. Very good, Don. Do you think Ted Cruz's move yesterday announcing Carly Fiorina is going to help?
For what, though?
Yeah, a little too late.
Well, a little too late and a little too soon. He's putting the cart before the horse. He doesn't even have the nomination, and doesn't mathematically he can't get it unless there is a contested convention.
Well, I guess to negate Trump's female hatership, he's saying, I like women. I like women. All right.
Yeah, but he's also trying to change the narrative, too, and control the media message because Trump is so good at that. So Cruz is trying to do that, but most people say it's just a rearranging the deck chairs.
All right, my man. Thank you much. We'll be watching you on CNN tonight, Don. Thank you.
Have a good one, sir.
Have a great remainder of the day. 23 past the hour, TJMS. Back to the ship next.